Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday, here with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. And gentlemen, before we move on to some of these other school board items with your meeting tonight, I did want to touch back on the state funding issue just again real quick with the Supreme Court that saying that the latest version that the legislature came up with over the summer still isn't where it needs to be. What are you guys, what's your ideal situation there? What are you guys looking for? What would be the funding you feel like you guys need?
Well, like I said, we have another elementary school we really need, and you know, you need teachers and everything else for that. So that's, for us, that's probably around another $500,000-$600,000 a year to maintain. That'd be nice for us. Now, districts across the state, some of them, their classrooms are getting huge because they can't even afford their teachers, because their base tax group isn't there. We've been fortunate in Manhattan. You know, we're growing. A lot of communities aren't growing. So, you know, there's bits and pieces in there. And then, you know, the last few years we've had to expend our mill levy to its max, you know, for our abilities to compensate for the loss from the state, besides cutting out another $1.2 million a couple of years ago and 77 jobs. I don't like reducing jobs, but, you know, sometimes we do have to look at our budgets and make sure we're doing it properly.
And for me, I hate to put a dollar amount on it. It's more of matching up expectations with costs, that if we talk about we want to lead the world in the success of each student, then if that's the expectation, but the funding's not there to support the programming that's necessary to achieve that goal, we either need to change the goal or change the funding, one or both. So it's a matter of what are our expectations? And we want to be efficient. We want to be effective in what we do. But there reaches a point where districts have to talk about abandoning some programs and some structures. If you can't do it well enough, then just quit doing it and admit you can't do it and move on. And that sounds kind of negative. I don't mean to be negative. It's just we have to be able to have the funding if we're going to talk about college and career readiness and high achieving students across the board and adding to all the things that we're trying to do with the same number of days, same number of hours per day. It's just difficult to do.
Again, if anybody wants to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Marvin, speaking of some of those costs, it's something you guys will be talking about tonight, looking at some of the new business items, some track resurfacing at Bishop Stadium, and just a lot of things like that. And I don't think it's anything that's just you guys. I think I hear from about every school. All our area school districts are talking about a lot of infrastructure type things.
There's a lot of the things that they're not very glamorous, but it's part of doing the business. That there's we need two driver's education vehicles.
The brakes go out on the other side.
They do get worn out, but they do inspect them a lot.
Yeah.
the track resurfacing, it's time to do that out at Bishop. There's a floor at Eugene Field that needs, the subflooring needs to be replaced, so they're going to be doing that over the winter break. A bearing went out at a chiller at West Campus, so they need to replace that.
A chiller?
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Some work out at Bishop Stadium. Some projectors are needed at Eisenhower Middle School. Just a lot of those things that do add up.
Well, and Bishop Stadium really hasn't had much in, you know, wireless technology out there. And we're trying to actually protect that area. You know, we've had some abuse and stuff in the Bishop Stadium, and we need to take better care of our the taxpayer investment out there. So we're putting up some cameras and security stuff out there, just boosting some stuff up, you know, just make it a little bit better.
Keeping up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard, very hard. You know, and the driver's ed cars, you know, a lot of those get 150,000 miles on them with teenagers driving. And so, you know,
hard
it's
miles.
Always fun.
You won't see me out doing that job. we also have the athletic fields maintenance costs. Something I've really appreciate in our district is how well people keep track of what's done and how much it costs and getting that information to the board. And Matt Davis, Director of Facilities and Grounds, has a report on the annual costs for maintaining the athletic fields. Bishop, Eisenhower, East Campus, Anthony, all of those things. He breaks it down to things like spraying and repairs and mowing, watering, painting, all the different things, and gets a report to the board on not just the costs for this past year, but for several years prior to that for comparison purposes.
And some of the other things we get to hear about tonight is, you know, the summer program summary, because we have the classes that we're able to do here because of grants and some other things that other districts aren't able to do sometimes. But our STEM program, some of those type things, our driver's ed program in the summer, those type reports and you know, and the academic achievement, moving people forward during the summer. So we get to hear about that tonight, and then also about our current enrollment, September 20th enrollment date, and where we're at, because it looks like we're up quite a few students this year. And that's a good thing for our schools, but unfortunately, they were spread out a little bit better this year, mm-hmm. so that really helped us.
I did notice that in the football classifications that number was higher for you guys.
Right, mm-hmm. and so that helps everywhere.
Did you... Well, we definitely don't want to miss Michelle's notes for you guys. I know that's a
We got those. Michelle's report for me today.
Michelle doesn't want you to miss those either.
I'm sure. There'll be no school for all USD 383 schools on Monday, October the 9th. The teachers will be students on that day. They will be participating in professional development and collaboration days. October the 17th at 7 p.m. at Eisenhower Middle School, USD 383 will be presenting information on suicide, the Jason Flatt Act, and how USD 383 educating all of our staff on suicide intervention and prevention. Very important program for us. The next Career Exploration Day for Manhattan High School students is Friday, October 20th. Students will be visiting three area businesses, Florence Manufacturing, that's the mailbox company, Via Christi Health, and GTM. And more information and registration can be found on our website for that. USD 383 recently received the stats for advanced placement exams last year. Last spring, Manhattan High School administered 672 AP tests, advanced placement tests. 404 of those tests were in AP Math, AP Science, or AP English, with 75% of these tests receiving a score of 3 or higher. Scores of 3, 4, or 5 is college credit. Because of these efforts, students will be receiving approximately 903 college credit hours, estimated $352 per credit hour cost, or a total of $317,856 of college for free that they went through.
It's pretty big.
Impressive. Yeah.
Especially if you're one of those students.
And to get some of that stuff out of the way, even better.
Oh, yes.
Even better.
We have some great students, and they do a great job. And our AP classes and the ability to present those to our students has been very beneficial to not only us, but sometimes we actually do that through our virtual school as well and help some other places.
I want to go back to something you mentioned just earlier in those notes, the suicide prevention program. Is that a first-year program for you guys? Or to do it on a...
We've had things in place, but this is the first year where we've made a concerted effort to make sure that every staff member of 383 received training in things in looking for depression, looking for signs of suicidal thoughts, what to look for, what to do about it, the process we have in place. It's a pretty clear-cut protocol for people to follow for reporting those students so we can get them help. And we just want to make sure that everybody in our system recognizes the importance of us being aware and vigilant and turning to help when we need it for the students and for the staff. So it's been training that's been provided by Eric Reed, assistant superintendent, and it's really been good and well received by our staff. Now they're asking for more information about other things, and we're doing more with bullying prevention and other areas of social emotional learning.
And that's just the thing about it, right? It's very complex. It's not just one avenue, one thing to look at. It can spread out into all sorts.
And what we
things.
Find sometimes with staff would be. They'll say, I'm not a mental health professional. I don't know what to do. I'm fearful that if I go up and say to this kid, you're just not acting the way you did before, is there something wrong? Have you thought about harming yourself? Is that going to push them over the edge? And we have to reassure them, no, that we need to let all of our students know we care about them. And if we see something that just doesn't seem quite right, again, whether it's students or staff, for us to let them know we care and ask if there's anything we can do to help.
Very good program.
Well, and I don't, maybe people don't understand that, you know, we have, as board members, we have kids also, most of us, within the school district. And if one of our classmates, our kids' classmates, something happens to one of them, it really affects us too. So we really want to get a handle on all this. We really want to protect our kids because it affects us. And so this is very important to us that we work as hard as we can for the bullying prevention and suicide prevention and all these wellness type programs that we work with.
And our students have been great about saying, I have a friend or a classmate that I think needs some help. But just this conversation reminds me, we need to make sure that the students know all of those procedures and protocols as well, not just the staff, that students know where to go if they know somebody that needs some help.
When you guys started your career in schools and being involved in school districts, did you feel like you would ever have to worry about this sort of thing when you guys first started? Or it does seem like it's last few years, it's really taken even more of an importance and that our awareness of it's even higher than it's ever been.
I think the awareness is higher. There's always been the issues, and whether or not communities acknowledge it's another thing. But it's always been there, and I think social media, other things, call more attention to it now maybe than in the past. And I think – and people are struggling. You know, hear that there's more and more people that have financial problems, that they – just different stressors in their lives and need ways to get help with it. So, yes, it is kind of – we get into things that you don't typically think of as education, but it's all part of supporting the students to succeed, that if they have all these other issues going on, it's difficult for them to focus on reading and math when they've got those other issues that they're also dealing with.
Very true.
Well, I think just as a parent, you're worried about the whole child and the whole atmosphere around the child. So ever since having, you know, my daughter, then, yeah, I worry about all of it, the whole scenario. And, you know, and if people have issues or they see something or they're concerned about something, I really wish – they would actually call and let us know or email one of us. Just let us know what's going on.
And we do have counselors. We've got social workers. We've got psychologists. We've got a lot of support staff, and not just within the school district, but within the community that are there to help people. So we've got a lot of resources available to help people that need the help, and we just encourage them to ask for it.
All right. Anything else you guys had this morning?
I think that's primarily the board meeting, just the standard passage of some basic bills, and here are the special reports from the summer and the enrollment issues.
And I can mention briefly that we've got a real good relationship with our community in a lot of different areas, and the business community, Manhattan Area Technical College. We've been doing a lot of great things working together. One day we had, when we didn't have school, September 22nd, at the high school, we had students voluntarily come in to learn more about career exploration, different careers that are out there. They seem to have a good time.
On
the day off, yeah. Which some of them weren't real happy when they started, but by the end of that half day, they seemed like they were happy with the careers that they heard about, some of the different things we did. We've got community partners, the businesses that have paired up with fourth grade classrooms throughout the district to take those students out to businesses, to build interactions with those students. So just a lot of great things going on with our partners that benefit our entire district.
All righty. And again, board meeting tonight, open to the public, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center. That's 2031 Points Avenue. USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade, thanks so much, guys, for coming on.
Thank you, Brady.
More in focus after this.